Welcome to week two, Passion, Purpose, Prosperity, week two meditation. And remember to have a pencil and paper, preferably your dedicated journal, right next to you when you do these meditations so you can write immediately afterwards. And you should do this as your meditation at least three times during the week, as it will help you process this week's assignment. So when you're ready, find a place that is quiet, that you won't be disturbed, and get comfortable, either sitting in a chair with your feet on the floor or sitting on the floor. Rest your hands in your lap with your palms facing up, and slowly begin to close your eyes, taking a nice deep breath in and releasing that warm breath out through your mouth. When you're ready, imagine that beautiful liquid gold light so beautifully floating just above your head. And open your crown chakra to receive the beautiful liquid golden light as it begins to pour into each and every cell in your body, releasing and relaxing. Feeling your scalp and your brow released and relaxed. Your cheeks and your jaw relaxed. The back of your neck warm and tingly, relaxed. Your shoulders relaxed. Feel both of your arms filling up with this beautiful liquid golden light. Let them release and relax. All the way down to your fingertips, letting the palms of your hands radiate with the vibration of love. And now invite that liquid golden light to begin weaving itself in between each and every vertebrae, creating space and fluidity, wrapping around through the rib cage, releasing and relaxing the chest up through the sternum, and into the throat, releasing and relaxing the neck and each vocal cord. See the liquid golden light as it fills up your entire torso, releasing and relaxing all of the organs in your body. Let it drop down into your pelvis and wrap around through your hips, and then filling both of your legs with that warm, tingling sensation. All the way down to your ankles, the tops of your feet, into each little toe, and the soles of your feet, just like the palms of your hands, radiating love, peace, joy, and great divine abundance. See yourself embraced in this beautiful liquid golden light. This is your natural state of being. This is your divinity. Staying in this beautiful bubble of golden light, let's begin walking down our path. Notice what's beneath your feet and above your head. Notice what's on both sides of your path. And notice how effortlessly you move. Notice how you feel, what you're thinking. And then turn your attention to the colors and the sounds. And as you wind down through your path, you come to a clearing. And as you step into this clearing, you realize this is your field, your beautiful sacred space that you can go to anytime you'd like. Stepping into your field and noticing how crisp and cool and brilliant the colors are. Maybe there's tall grass and wildflowers. Maybe there's the edge of the sand leading to the ocean. Maybe your field is surrounded by a magical forest. It's your space. Make it whatever you'd like. Take in all the beauty of your field. And notice that you can run effortlessly through your field. Feel that freedom, that joy, that playfulness. And when you're ready, go to the center of your field and find a place that you can nestle into the grass, into Mother Earth. And as you sit upon Mother Earth, let your tailbone begin to grow its roots deep down past the grass and the dirt and the rocks, all the way to the core of our planet. And let your roots wrap around this core. Let them be fed all the nourishment. And let that nourishment grow back up through your roots, to your tailbone, to each and every vertebrae, to each and every cell in your body, empowering you, nourishing you, creating a beautiful sense of love, peace, joy, and great divine abundance. Open your crown to receive even more liquid golden light from the heavens and feel the pull to the heavens and the grounding to Mother Earth, and let yourself be vulnerable and transparent and safe and sacred. Be love. When you're ready, just like watching a movie, allow your mind to go back in time. Go back in time to where some of your limiting beliefs may have first started to come into your consciousness. Allow your mind to think of these limiting beliefs around finances, around deservability, around abundance, and then just effortlessly let your memory begin to track where this limiting belief originated from. Perhaps you were a young child. Perhaps you overheard adults speaking. Perhaps you heard things that you shouldn't have heard. Perhaps as a young child you witnessed arguments between your parents. Or you saw one of your parents not feeling worthy. Or you saw one of your parents stressed and worried about finances. You don't have to relive the memory, but watch it and be the observer. Notice that this limiting belief that was planted in your head at such a young age did not belong to you. It was a series of events that led you to create this limiting belief in your mind. We are not born in fear. Fear is created through our environment. The environment that created this limiting belief in you did not have an intention to harm you. It did not have an intention to slow down your process of abundance. And you simply absorbed this limiting belief because you were so young. Our young minds are like sponges. And as you grew older, your limiting belief became valid through the law of attraction. And you can see those instances in your life as you grew that made you believe more and more in your limiting belief. But right here, right now, you can make a decision. You can make a decision that this limiting belief no longer belongs to you, that it did not originate with you, and you no longer need it. See yourself in the present moment, in observation, living without this limiting belief. If you no longer bought into this limiting belief, how would your current day life look? See yourself in the freedom of knowing the truth. See yourself at the abundance of living in your truth. See yourself celebrating, knowing, experiencing, and sharing your truth. You can take this limiting belief that you absorbed at a young age, that haunted you and followed you until so recently, and take that limiting belief and simply place it into the earth. The earth is so good to us. It absorbs all negativity and transmutes it into beautiful joy. So lay this limiting belief down into Mother Earth. Put dirt on top of it and pat it down tight. And let it go. You might notice from that place where you planted that limiting belief that there will begin to grow a beautiful flower. A flower of hope, a flower of truth, and a flower of great divine abundance because you laid your limiting belief down. And now, be present again in your field and feel the freedom and the courageous energy that is beaming through each and every cell in your body because you are now free from this limitation and you are now open to receive the great divine abundance that is waiting for you, that is surrounding you, that is you. Take that energy with you. Give gratitude to your field and come back to your path and notice how you feel on your path. Notice what's beneath your feet, above your head, on both sides, the colors, the sounds. Notice how you feel, what you think, and bring it all right back down the path, right back to where you're sitting right now. And coming out of this meditation ever so slightly, just enough to reach for your pen and paper and begin writing about this journey. Write about the path going in and coming out. Write about the field. Write about what you saw as a young child, what you heard as a young child, how you absorbed other people's limiting beliefs. Write down letting it go. Write down the realization of your actual truth. And write down the beauty that you saw in the freedom of releasing this belief and what it would look like to live your life without this belief. Write about that as long as you can. Live in the moment. Live in the joy that you have released something that no longer serves you. Beautiful. So beautiful.